This is tape recording number 6305 C28, a lecture given by L. Ron Hubbard on the 28th of May, 1963. The title of this lecture is Handling ARC Brakes. This tape is 63 minutes long.
Thank you. All right, this is what?
28.
28th of May, AD 13. Now, this lecture is not for people with weak hearts. If you can't take it, why, I advise you to go over into the other building there where they have a speaker and turn it off. This auditing dissertation here actually is possibly passed by the student who is doing other types of auditing, but it applies to him very much. I've discovered the common denominator to ARC brakes, and that common denominator of all ARC brakes, all ARC brakes, is bypassed charge. That's a common denominator to all ARC brakes. And that includes, therefore, all misemotion exhibited by the PC at the auditor. Now, we should define an ARC brake as the PC's transfer of attention from the bank to the auditor, and a dramatization of the bank directed at the auditor. And that is an ARC brake. Now, you can get the mechanics of an ARC brake just by dropping your E-meter or something of the sort and just calling the PC's attention off of his bank onto the auditor. The ARC brake might not take place, but you have approximated the mechanic of what happens. And the probability is that it will take place. See what I mean? So we get down to this fundamental, which is not terribly important at first glimpse, but dragging the PC's attention onto the auditor, you see, and on to the session, is a precipitating factor. Even though the PC doesn't dramatize, you see, that's beside the point. You've dragged his attention onto the session. Well, that's an ARC break in sort of reverse. Let's show you something. You go like this. You've not laid a fundamental for the ARC brake, but you've approximated one of its mechanics, don't you see? You've dragged the PC's attention onto the auditor. Well, very often when you do this, when you do that, you leave the charge of the session not held back. See, the charge of the session now is not being as is, and therefore provides a background booster. And the PC rah-rahs at the auditor, see, or becomes annoyed or something of the sort, don't you see? Well, so not even that one falls outside this definition. It's bypass charge. See, PC's attention is on his bank. The auditor does something weird, tracks the PC's attention off the bank. Then you see you've bypassed some charge. You've left some charge there. PC's attention is not on the charge, but the charge is restimulated. Do you get that as a simple mechanic? So that in normal course of human events, you're talking to this same PC out of session, you know, and you drop an anvil on his toe or something of this sort, and he'll argue with you about it, but he won't ARC break. You see? It is not then that a social faux pas has taken place that causes the PCDRC break. So an auditor very often feels terribly reserved and preservative of the social amenities and all of this sort of thing, and walks around on tiptoe in a session being terribly polite and so forth. Well, you see, that isn't necessary to prevent an ARC break. You see, but this mystery is presented in a common course of human events. You make some crack at this person, and they make a crack at you, and you yap, yap, and that's all there is to it, you see. And in a session, you make the tiniest inference about this person, and all of a sudden, he's splattering all over the walls with an ARC break. Well, now, if you understand what you have done, you understand this matter of bypass charge and so forth, this most flagrant example, the easiest to observe, don't you see? The easiest to observe and actually not of any really very vast importance, but I've just given as an example to show you what this is. In the session, he's got his attention on charged areas. And then you take his attention off the charged area and put it on the auditor. You bypass charge, and that's what causes the ARC break. See? He's about to tell you, and then they drown me in a well. He's saying, and I'm standing here, and I'm looking down into the thing, and there's somebody grabs me by the arm. I can feel his arm, and he's about to throw me over, and you say, just a minute, let me see if I can get some charge on this. Let's see, I beg your pardon, my meter. I don't know, I guess I forgot to charge the thing, or something like that. And the PC goes, splatter! Well, that's very obvious, you see what's happened there. He's got all this charge he's sitting down on, and all of a sudden his attention comes off of it, and you, in effect, have bypassed the charge right there. Well, now the other part of it is he is being cause over the charge, right? As long as he's running it, he's being cause over it, see? All right. Now, the moment that his attention is flicked off of it, he is now the effect of that charge. And any tone level, or no-to-mystery scale level, higher than the chronic tone of the PC. Now, I get this. You know what chronic tone is? The old no-to-mystery scale. Boy, we're back amongst the familiar tools here these days, you know. The no-to-mystery scale, expanded tone scale, you see. All those things, quite valid, see. And let's say the PC is at apathy as a chronic tone. That's pretty high, by the way. Very few PCs are there. They're more or less kind of wood, you know. They're way down below that. The other day, I suddenly realized that I was feeling continuously apathetic, and I thought, something is happening. My auditing is doing me in, or something of the sort. I went around like that for about 24 hours, and then suddenly realized it was I, a free Thetan, who was feeling apathetic. All of a sudden, you know, any consequences of it blew, you see. And I realized suddenly I was feeling much better than I had for a long time. See, I hadn't felt like myself a free Thetan for some time. You know? You get the idea. I mean, gradually the tone scale had come up, you see. Not as Ron or human being, you see, but had gradually come up, up, up. See, I'd feel pretty good as Ron, you see. Fine, feel very high tone. It would come up, up, up. And I didn't get the sneaker of it. And the first emotional response you get to it is feeling apathetic. You know, well, guess I'm not worth much. Look what they're doing over in the States these days, you know. People talking about rerunning Kennedy. You know, I was kind of thinking about things that way, you know. All of a sudden, hey, that's me, you know, me. That's me I'm feeling about. And it felt wonderful. It was a great feeling after that. I went around and enjoyed it. Well, actually, a PC will come up through degradation as a chronic tone, and actually will come up from unconsciousness as a chronic tone. We have PC over in States. I mean, it isn't anything esoteric. You know, he just lies there conked out all the time. You try to audit him, and he conk, you know, and audit him, and conk, and talk to him, conk, you know. And he's actually existing above his chronic tone. His chronic tone is unconsciousness. And so this boy, of course, you process him now to get rid of his unconsciousness. Will cut your throat. You'll never get any place, you see. You just have to generally process his case with processes which are real to him and bring up a general case advance, and the unconsciousness will disappear. You see, that is a different look. That doesn't mean that there are chronic tone levels of maladies. You know, you don't have maladies as chronic tone levels. But anything above the PC's chronic tone, you see, being higher than the PC, can be cause over the PC, and therefore become a dramatization. There is nobody more amazed than the PC to find himself in raging anger in a session. He's absolutely flabbergasted. Well, some charge gets bypassed, and he doesn't know where to look. He doesn't know what charge is bypassed. He doesn't know where to look. He looks at the auditor. The auditor doesn't even have to fiddle with the E-meter, see? He looks at the auditor, and there is something, you see? And anger, or something like that, being higher on the tone scale and contained in the incident, which has been missed, causes the PC to dramatize. And the PC is actually as helpless as a dish towel in a hurricane. He's totally helpless. What's going on? He's shouting and screaming at the auditor, you know. Well, you can get somebody who is dramatizing effort. You know, he's got to pick up the chair and break it in half, you know, something like that. That's a pretty low-level dramatization, that particular one. Anger is more common. Bored is something you very often don't recognize as a dramatization. PC's getting along fine, and all of a sudden, ARC breaks and feels very bored. Now, similarly, you could go further and find a PC ARC break into a total manic. I have never seen this, but by extrapolation, you could say he would become very manic. You see, terribly wildly enthusiastic with glaring eyeballs. You see? Be an ARC break. So an ARC break then comes about whenever charge is bypassed, which then puts the PC at its effect point. And the PC then dramatizes the charge that has been bypassed. This is actually far simpler than it sounds. I'm just giving you all of the ramifications of it. Giving you all of the ramifications of it. These are the mechanics involved in the thing. Now, the remedy for an ARC break is to locate and indicate the bypass charge, at which moment the ARC break ceases. Now, that could be interpreted by a Q&A artist as meaning you have to go and run the bypass charge right now. You see, he goes into a do. Now, That gets into a possibility. You find yourself fifth on the chain. You are running the fifth engram, and the PC is ARC breaking on the chain. Well, then you would interpret it and say, well, you can't possibly run the fifth engram because the PC will ARC break. You see, some Q&A artist would interpret it at once, you see, in that category. And you will find them doing so, no matter if I've said so. And if you'll just remember, I've told you this, and remember this particular mechanic, you can prevent this other consequence from taking place. And the consequence is this. Well, the PC is ARC breaking, running this engram, so therefore you have to at once go run the earlier engram. And that is not what I have told you. If that were the case, then to prevent everybody from ARC breaking would require continuous auditing. See, that is not the remedy. The remedy is to find and indicate the bypass charge. and the ARC brake ceases right like that. Find and indicate the bypass charge. It's actually as simple as that. Nothing to it. Now, you are all of you cognizant of the trick of turning off somebody's anger at you by saying somebody's missed your withholds. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes it doesn't work. The person just gets more insulted. Well, that's because a missed withhold isn't the source of the bypass charge. You just indicated the wrong bypass charge. But this fellow does have missed withhold. Somebody has missed a withhold on him in session. He doesn't even know this, and he's ranting and raving at you or something of the sort, and you say, boy, somebody missed a withhold on you, man. He cools right down. It isn't, as you might think, that it introverts him so that he immediately begins to look around inside of his skull. I wonder what the missed withhold is, and so pulls him off of your neck. That isn't what's happened there. You take a good, close look at it. Get some experience on this and get some reality on it yourself, and this material will really be in your grasp. Now, sometimes you've said to somebody, well, somebody's missed a withhold on you, man. And the person has said, don't you pull that on me. Well, it wasn't a withhold. Withhold that was missed. See, somebody missed a goal. You get the idea? And if you were to pursue it right then and say, well, let's see, was it probably a goal that was missed? Probably somebody missed a goal on you, missed the whole GPM. Somebody missed a whole RI. Somebody's missed some RIs on you. And he's just about to let out his mouth to a horrendous scream and follow this thing through, and he all of a sudden says, I wonder if it could have been a missed RI. It probably was. See? So the trick of turning off an ARC brake is to find and indicate the bypass charge, but it must be the charge that was bypassed. See, that's where the accuracy comes in, and that makes you an artist. Now, it's still within the realm of scientific approach, because there are only a few charges that can be missed. See, there's engrams and GPMs and goals and RIs, an engram more basic on the chain or an incident more basic on the chain or a failure to acknowledge or a refutation of reality or a rejection of affinity. This character's feeling you're a pretty good auditor, and you say, ah, nuts. See? All right, he's got a charge there of affinity, see? And that isn't acknowledged, and you bypass it. You rejected it. So you get this thing firing back in your face. Don't you see what that is? Now, these are not mechanisms which are totally relegated to session, but they relegate themselves to life. Now, you're a registrar and somebody is coming in, or you're signing up PCs. All of you have to wear a registrar's hat at one time or another, and you're trying to get somebody to get some audit, and you're a registrar, see? And there you are one fine day with a yow, yow, yow and a scream, scream, scream standing in front of your face. 75 hours of auditing has been delivered. He feels terrible. He's going to kill everybody in the place, and he ought to go out and sue everybody, and he's going to inform the government, so on. Yap, yap, yap. You never hear such a thing. Don't worry too much about the threats, because the person totally lacks direction. The person go halfway down the steps and change his mind and do something else, don't you see? They're incapable of carrying forward a program that has any cohesion or direction. See? Now, you actually are very foolish to engage this individual in any reasonable conversation, because it's not a reasonable situation. That attitude is wholly the product of bypass charge. And as registrar, you simply should hunt and punch around till you find the bypass charge. That's all. Just hunt and punch around till you find the PC's bypass charge. all of a sudden the thing expires. It just goes because you found and indicated it. Be perfectly all right to just grab a meter and try and somehow or another to get them to hold the cans and just give them this standard sort of an assessment. Did somebody run an engram too late on the chain, you see? There's more basic engram run. Oh, clang, that fired. Ah, yes. Well, somebody's running an engram on you and there's an earlier engram. Oh, is there? Yes, you know. Where's all this rage? Well, you see, the rage is an automaticity. And I've told you often, the tenuous character, the extremely delicate, balanced character of neurosis and psychosis, and such other nasty words, makes it almost impossible not to undo it, because it is incapable of continuation. It is set up in such a delicate balance that almost anything can make it slip if it's effective. You understand that? You see, these some guy is down in a padded cell someplace and he's a raving gamaniac and he is screaming away and throwing stools at the warders and so forth, and although I don't blame him for throwing stools at these blokes, this is the point. His condition is not a condition of terrible, difficult, hard, mean, impossible to reach, go on forever dramatization. See? That is not true. Actually, the difficulty of maintaining such a state is almost impossibly difficult. You can make it go, and all of a sudden it no longer hangs in balance and can't go on dramatizing. You've heard me talk to you before about the slip, old ARC straight wire, the way you can knock to part a neurosis, the difficulty of maintaining a neurosis. Old ARC straight wire has broken up more neuroses than you can count. It's too difficult for the PC to go on being neurotic on this particular point. And this, of course, is at wild variance to the commonly held belief. The commonly held belief is a person is psychotic, well, that's it. They've had it, you see. And they're psychotic, and that's all you can do about it. You can't do anything about it, you see, because it's a very tough, vigorous, dangerous, enduring condition. See, that's the commonly held belief. They believe that a neurosis is a fantastically arduous thing. Read a funny story. People send me clippings all the time. I get lots of clippings. Appreciate them. And one of the clippings I got the other day was a yap-yap about a psychiatrist. It was very funny. It seems like he'd been treating this fellow. He's telling his story, you see. He'd been treating this fellow for 4 years at an hour a day. He'd had a tremendous success, the psychiatrist was saying, because when the fellow first came to him, why, he just felt terrible all the time because he just felt terrible all the time because he just had this urge to kill somebody. And so he gave him an hour's treatment every day for 4 years. At the end of that time, why, the fellow walked into the office and the psychiatrist knew he'd had a wonderful success because the fellow said he just felt wonderful. He just felt wonderful. He never felt better. And so forth. And that neurosis that he had been working with that always used to make him feel terrible now made him feel wonderful. And as the fellow pulled the iron bar out of his pocket, the psychiatrist said, and that was the end of the story. In other words, there are two things, you see, that argue in favor of a lie in this direction. One, the absence of technology and the absence of understanding of these states combines with the professional need of tough cases. You see, if psychosis wasn't unsolvable and very tough and very enduring and very terrible, you wouldn't find the U.S. government shelling out 16 billion quid or bucks or whatever they're using these days to build themselves up endless numbers of sanitariums and 10 research centers. They're going to build 10 research centers and so forth. And they might even get up to prenatals in these things, you know, because they probably use our work. Man, look at the kitty. $16 billion. See? And that's just the initial appropriation. That's going to cost $5 billion a year afterwards. The Armed Forces construction program of the United States is only $1.6 or $1.8 billion. Give you some weird perspective. That's fantastic. Well, look at the vested interest in psychosis being incurable. These nuts that are in charge of the nuts will never do anything, of course. It's worth too much to them not to. Somebody comes along and said, all you have to do is find and indicate the bypass charge, and the person goes, he's sane. Oh, they say, take that man out and kill him. He's about to cost us $16 billion hard-earned legislative bucks. Shoot him. It's not for nothing the FDA is mad at us. You see, they don't for a moment believe any of their charges. See, they have made a comprehensive, thorough investigation all up and down the land, and they haven't found one single human being who ever was told that an e-meter would cure anything. But they've invented the statements. Why? Well, we constitute a fantastic threat to a fantastic vested interest. These are not men of goodwill. They're caved-in dramatizers themselves. Never make that error. You can very easily make that error. These guys are dramatizing. I don't know much care what they're dramatizing, but they themselves are doing a heavy, hard dramatization, by which they say, we can do what we do without conscience because man is, after all, an animal and is nothing. See, so they spread the plea that man is an animal and is nothing as an effort to get over committing overts. So this hangs them with being an animal and being nothing. I imagine if you took 30 psychiatrists, I know it's unpopular to talk about these people, but if you took 30 psychiatrists at random, at least one of those 30 would be sitting there barking. If you just called on 30 in a row, you think I'm kidding. Try it sometime. I'm not kidding. These people need help probably worse than their own patients. How would you like to be able to be up against something that you advertisedly considered incurable, totally damaging, nothing could be done about it, and you're collecting money right and left to do something about it? That's a pretty nasty position for anybody to work himself into. Now, we probably cut those blokes off by my continuous saying this and that. We probably deny them help one way or the other. But every time I have ever tried to work with any group of psychiatrists or anything of the sort, the only thing they'll send me is one of their number who has already gone potty. This bird's around the bend or something like that. And I've never been able to teach them anything, and they actually worn out their welcome with me, that's all. But I would still help them today. That's beside the point. The point I'm making on the thing is that you can work yourself into a position where you consider an ARC break unremediable, terribly powerful, and overwhelmingly destructive, so that you will label certain PCs as ARC breaky PCs. You can fear this ARC break, you see. You can become afraid of these ARC breaks occurring. And that can make you unwilling to audit. Or, if you don't even go that far, will rough you up enough to do a stinking auditing job, which of course causes more ARC breaks. You got that? So unless you corral the ARC break, unless you yourself get a good reality on handling the ARC break, unless you understand this one and you develop the skill necessary to find and indicate the bypass charge, that's the only skill you've got to develop, you'll get into a position where you'll audit for a while and then feel like it isn't worth the candle and man is no good and go the route, man. another half a century, you'll be telling Congress, well, we need $16 billion because to handle the nuts. You see, what you've got to break through with you is, one, a condemnation of ARC breaks. Or they don't mean anything. They're not diagnostic in any way, shape, or form. They're not diagnostic, that's all. They don't tell you the ease with which a PC runs or the unease with which he runs. They tell you nothing. See, the PC who runs like a well-oiled player piano may ARC break all over the ceiling. And some PC that you couldn't get a gain on with a building jack, never ARC breaks at all. Well, you see, it's no indication at all. There's no index there. The PC who is very easy to audit very often is the PC that is very hardest to get a gain on. And the PC who is very difficult to audit very often gets the highest gains. So you see, these are not coordinated factors. So this is something that should tell you that temporary or permanent conditions of misemotional stress are something that you have to face up to as an auditor, or just get out of the auditing chair. It'll catch up with you sooner or later, man. I catch myself every once in a while in some kind of a session. PC says, row, 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 row. See? You just ask me for one more of those suppressors on this RI and I'm going to blow, because there aren't any suppressors left on the RI. You get that kind of an approach? I say to myself, this PC's trying to convince me that I mustn't take the charge off the RIs. This PC is in a big cell, see? Well, actually, that would be the inevitable effect of it. I eventually would say, well, all right, and all right, that rocket red, you know, rocket red. Get the next one, the next one, the next one. It's all right. Yeah, you finished the bank. To hell with you, you know. Well, you're doing the very thing you must have done in the first place that caused the ARC break. And you got to get some wins on this, auditor. You got to get some wins on this. This one you got to get wins on.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.